Blog Talk Radio.
Again, we are so thankful and grateful to the Lord for this opportunity to share with you. Amen. Words of life, words of encouragement. Amen. We take our text those of you who have the Bible, if you can turn to Romans chapter 5. And it reads, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is this peace that he's speaking of? We'll get into that. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation was a patient experience and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, these are the verses that I really want us to focus on. verse 6. For when we were yet without sin, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Put a pen there. For remember, we're gathering together, celebrating the week of the crucifixion of our Lord. Amen. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man. Some would even dare to die, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Put a pen there. Verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Verse 12. He's given the explanation. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, speaking of Adam, in Genesis, amen. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3. And death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, of the similitude of Adam's transgression. See, he's explaining who the creature of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, or the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For it is by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now then, let's turn to Hebrews. So if you have the Bible in your reading time, please keep these scriptures and chapters in mind. Chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed the heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being in the righteousness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And so this is where we are now. This is where the church is now. This is where the ecclesia is now. This is where we are. Jesus has come. He's our high priest who represents us. He died for us, and now he rose triumphant, remained with us 50 extra days, and he ascended, and now he sits on the right hand of the Father. But that does not end his ministry. Why? Because he's now our priest, and he is our what, mediator, and he does what? He intercedes for us. Romans 8. Now, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Verse 5, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, speaking of the Lord when he was baptized by John the Baptist, and the dove, which is a representation of the Holy Spirit, and then the voice of the heavenly Father spoke to my beloved Son, hear ye him, in whom I am well pleased. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of angels he said, who maketh the Savior spirit and sinners in the land's life? Who are the sinners of those of us who are his ambassadors called and ordained before the foundation of the world to preach and teach the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Christ? We don't go alone. The angels of the Lord with flaming swords are with us, going before us, making every crooked path straight, fighting for us. Amen. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever. What is he doing? He reminds one of the Lord speaking to David that there will always be someone on your throne. Amen. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness over thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Amen. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old. Why do we know these scriptures? And all thy getting it was understanding. We were gathered together, all we, Lord, were, but we must lay the foundation. Amen. Now, and as a vesture shall God, why? Because we are in a season where we must know sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. You cannot cry loud and spread not unless you know him. You can't speak on someone you don't know. Because if you speak on someone you don't know, you are a liar and the truth ain't in you. You must know him as a fellowship of his suffering. And if you are truly called of God, your foundation shall be tested. In other words, what you believe is going to be tested. You say you love Jesus Christ, you say you're a follower, you're going to be tested. But he just made an announcement that not only did the kingdom of God here, but the kingdom of God is here, and they are going to try. That's why you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. I know what I'm talking about. I know what the Lord just brought me out of. Oh, I'm out. Let me speak that thing. When God decrees and declares in your spirit that a situation is over, it's finished. I don't care how Satan's rage, I don't care how he's made and rage. When God has decreed and declared a simple thing over a situation, it's finished at that moment. When God made you, he knew everything that you would go through. He knew the time and hour when you would receive his son. Just like he knows those who will not receive his son. That's why in John 3:17 he said, if he will not. They should come forth, should. So that particular scripture baffles me because he says, if, how can one? Jesus has endured all of this. But you still can't give your life. You still can't sacrifice and sacrifice all things. And I'm speaking to myself. Even though the hidden thing that nobody knows about what you and God, thank God. All that you have to do is confess and ask him to help you to triumph, and he will help you. A baby when he is learning how to walk, falls down many times. But it gets back up. And then when it gets too much for me, it gets his hands, whoever the adult there, and pray for them. So the right hand will be received by someone with compassion and love and pick the baby up. And comfort him, tell him, you do try me. And the baby tries me. And then when the baby learns, so it is with us. You may find yourself in a situation where you've been trying and trying all you can to overcome a certain situation. And it seems like the more you ask the Lord, it seems like the more they need it. And you know you say, thank God, the Lord. Thank you. The boy has confirmed that you're his child, but yet there's a thorn in your hand. Cut the bottom of it. And this particular thorn, Satan uses it, the brother uses it. He's not a lust. He's not. He's a devil. He's a liar. I don't know if he's beautiful. I'm here to decree and declare God told us. One of the many things that I've learned in this past trial, which was a deep, one of the things that I've found out and I learned, Jesus gave the word to the disciples when he was thinking about the disciples. He said, I gave you authority to triumph over scorpions and serpents and nothing by no means to hurt or harm you. And he said, cast out devils. He didn't say talk to them. He didn't say have a conversation with them. He didn't say laugh with them. He didn't say eat with them. He said cast them out. When Jesus spoke to that feast, he didn't say, all right, now I want you to know. He spoke in authority. When he commanded the devils to come out, before he threw him into the pit, he spoke on authority. He said, come out. I'm telling you. I have learned a lot of it. When the Holy Ghost revealed to you, person of a situation, demonic attack, you cast it out. Don't hold no conversation. When the word of God tells us in the covenant of the old, so for not a wish to live, I see now. There are persons who have sold their souls to the devil. Do you hear me what I say? And he's going line with the crucifixion. This is why Jesus was manifested. First John tells us. That's one of the scriptures that we'll be reading as we go along. First John tells us that it was for this cause that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Colossians tells us the same. Every handwriting and ordinance that was against us was nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what are you saying, preacher? Satan has no legal right to you. I don't care if you sinned last night. If you say you think the Holy Ghost feel that you made a mistake, you failed upwards. There is therefore now no more condemnation. That's why we repent daily. Cast your cares upon the Lord, he says. You repent of your sins throughout the day. How can you say that, preacher? This one says we don't have to repent. That one is a liar, and I tell it to them. I don't care who they are. I've been with the Master many years. And when I came to him, he began to tell me how he meant me to live before him daily. And one of the things was repent daily. Sins of omission and commission. I know him. You can't make me doubt him. I walked with him and he walked with me. He has healed me when nobody else was here. He wiped the tears and the snot for my ears. Did he snake out of us? He sure am. He blew life in me when I didn't even want to live anymore. He breathed in my lungs when they collapsed. I know with me. And no demon and no kingdom of hell could ever turn me away. Because Jesus already told me in Psalms But if I make my bed in hell, and lo, I'm there. He said before he left, I'm with you always. So wherever I am, he's already there. And if I find myself in a situation, it's for a reason. It's working for my good. I'm telling you, nothing Satan and his human agents could say or have no power. It's a bag of tricks. And sooner than later, if you truly walking with the master, those tricks are going to stop. Because he promised us that we would dwell in safety and safely. But preacher, I can speak in such authority and such confidence because I gave my life to him. One Sunday morning in July. Yeah, I know my birthday. My testimony. He had to save me from myself. What a powerful, powerful testimony. I didn't care no more. I didn't want to live. And continues to do so daily. And I thank him. And then that's foolish to say something. Put a lie out like that. That's just like saying, okay, I took a bath when I was little, I don't need to take a bath no more. That's a lie, it's stupid. As long as you're in this body and you're breathing, you won't need to take a bath. Some odor's gonna come from you, so it is with the word of God. You got to come to the Lord daily, ask for forgiveness. He told the disciples, forgive your brother 70 times 7 a day. What about Jesus? Jesus went to the Father every day. So if Jesus, the creator of all things, has to go to the Father, what you think about us? And this arrogant lie, that arrogant. Prideful, when I cast it down. Don't want to humble yourself, not a humble spirit, not a teachable spirit. But if you're going to see the kingdom of God and abide in the kingdom of God, you must have a humble, teachable spirit, a loving, kind, gentle in the heart of me, spirit. Meekness will make you meek. The meek shall inherit the earth. Meekness does not make you a doormat. Being a loudmouth and bigoted don't make you bold either. The most dangerous person is when a person is being outright, being done wrong, and they got the umps to be silent. They ain't responding. They're not responding the way they are expected to respond. But yet they know what's being done to them. And they don't say nothing, but I would leave that person alone. Because they know something that the person that's doing the throwing don't know. And sooner than later, it's going to manifest. Jesus, our Lord, said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. That's why he spoke in parables. Why? Because the devil himself was there and would have tried to. Don't tell everything. Keep your mouth closed. The Father can't trust some of us because we talk to come loud and much. Keep your mouth closed. when you reveal something to you, shut it down. It'll save your life. Only a fool will tell everything. Keep your mouth closed. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that they will have the discipline to keep their mouth closed when you reveal something to them. Only to those that you know that have been tried in the fire, and they too know how to keep their mouth closed when you share. Other than that, keep your mouth closed. Preacher, I keep it 100. Yeah, but there's a lot of 100s in the grave. Keep your mouth closed. Ain't no harm in playing dumb. Because I'm here to tell you, because all the beauty to you, he's going to let you use it one day. You got to understand, Jesus was smooth. Talk about a smooth operator. He was hounded every single day. But he was cool. Why? Because it's a bigger picture than these small-minded hooligans that's presenting themselves to you. If somebody trying to bring you down, they already believe you. They intimidated by you. If there's a group of people that gather themselves, that gather against you, that want your demise, putting leaves on your porch, all this other stuff. I know what I'm talking about. Everywhere you go, there they are. There. Who showed you them? The Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost shows you them. He also protected you from you. See, he nature. They plot is not working. Him. Their plot will never work. In other words, even the wicked Balaam, who is using witchcraft. See, when you see that word mischief in the text of the Old Covenant, when you do research, mischief means witchcraft. Divination that the Lord hates. Pharaoh, what do you think Pharaoh was? Enchanted confusion against Moses. Witchcraft. Praise be unto God, of whom all blessings flow. That Jesus came. He taught us how to keep our mouths closed. Even when we see the enemy plotting and working against us, tear the fuck. That is why it's so important to have your heavenly language. You can speak to the Father, and it goes straight to the kingdom, straight to the throne. I'm going to do a series of laws with it. Series of recognizing witchcraft. And it was a witchcraft. For a platform, the text of Job. Because after I've gone through what the Lord just brought me from, I now see and realize that it was satanic attack. It was witchcraft. Divination. Yes, people don't want to talk about that in church, but we must talk about these things. Because people are being attacked and they don't know how to fight. And I thought we had a victory. Yes, we had a victory, but we still have to fight and know how to use your weapon well, properly. In the natural army, before one was released to go to combat, they had to study. Not only study themselves, but they had to study the enemy. Know the movements and the tactics of the enemy. You think the same thing. What the Lord has brought me from. They have watched me for 3 years. They know my movements, my goings, and my comings. tell it to somebody. To let the devil know you are defeated and I'm not fearful. That's why it's so important that you must have what? The gift of discernment of spirits. The text tells us in 1 John, don't believe every spirit, try the spirit by the spirit. Especially in this same time, I hold my sisters and brothers. I pray for the feeble-minded and the blind-minded and the baby's name. My God. That they won't be easily deceived. That they will seek the Lord daily. You can't. Your only way of escape is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Say that again. Our only way of escape is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what he's about to allow to be brought on this earth, my God, you have got to cultivate your relationship with the Lord. You got to walk with him. You got to know him. You got to love him. You got to sacrifice. You got to be willing. Hallelujah to the man. Hallelujah to the man. We miss your name. So Hebrews chapter 13. Let me go there. The Lord gave me permission to say that he was the Apostle Paul who wrote it. Amen. Yeah. the burnt offerings and the peace offerings and so forth. And so the Lord gave me instructions for the burnt offerings. Amen. That's why the writer leaves rhythm in the details in the chapters and verses prior to chapter 13. Remember, all the offerings were a shadow and a type of Jesus himself coming, being the fulfillment of those offerings. Amen. Now, for there we have no continuing sin, but we see one to come. Now, verse 14 is reiterating what was stated in the last few verses of chapter 12 of Hebrews. Even I mean, now, when I find myself in doubt, say no. So we will be on a praise and continue to let it be on to an example. Well, let me follow his name for the glory of the day. Thank you for this glory. We ask you to shut down the plot that trapped us in there. We ask you to rain that wicked nick of that witch wizard warlock, human agents of Satan, that were designed and sent by the kingdom of darkness to buffet your children and to kill your children. We shut it down. It is over. It's been expelled forever out of our lives, and we will see their dead bodies. For vengeance belongs to thee, O Lord. Vengeance belongs to thee. How long, O Lord, of us we get the triumph over your children? Enough, enough, enough. And we give you praise and glory that you've already shut them down. We have the victory. Why? Because we're on air. We're preaching this morning. Giving you praise and glory. Thanking you. For while we were yet sinners, you sent us to die for us. Thank you for being our propitiation. Thank you for being our redeemer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough. We praise you, Lord. Every one of our people are ordered of you, and we worship you. We thank you for the manifestation that we call it done. We call it in now. No more delays. In the blessings that you have ordained of our lives. Thank you for preparing a table. Thank you for sitting in the presence of our haters and enemies. Thank you, Lord, that you have unlocked our storm. Thank you, Lord, that you have returned all the blessings that were stolen and hijacked from us in the spirit and that. That's saving in the human agents. And that they will begin to manifest in our lives. And we will never be broke, never be in lack ever again. We'll be forever self-sufficient. That no one will ever have the audacity to come to us when they are human agents. They shall plot your child of mine. Going completely contrary to what your will is for our lives. Father, we thank you for giving us boldness. We're bold as a lion and vicious as a pack of wolves for your glory, out of your own place. Thank you for giving us the spirit of you ain't for us, if you ain't for Jesus, you stick it up. I mean, quick, fast, and that's it. And give us the anointing and the boldness and the authority that when we recognize Satan, that we immediately cast them out. You told us to cast out Satan. I had no conversation with him. So, Father, from now on, we allow you to lead and guide us into all truth. And with you, you have not given us a spirit of fear. But everything that you allowed us to go through in our past, they are stepping stones, they are bricks, they are foundations that we will use as stepping stones to go higher and deeper in you. We give you praise, you Lord. Until the Lord allows us to meet again, I love you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in your purchase. I love you.